This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Today, I'm speaking to Dato' Sheila Ahmad, who is Vice President General Manager, Global Order Fulfillment and Supply Chain at Keysight Technologies, where she's accountable for the company's worldwide supply chain across order management, planning and procurement, supply and contract manufacturing management, global trade and logistics. She's also a member of the Supply Chain 50 and Society of Women Engineers and executive sponsor of the Penang chapter of the Keysight Society of Women Engineers Enterprise Program. And not only that, she's also a director of the Penang Science Cluster and advisor to the Penang Digital Library Initiative. So nice to be speaking to you, Dato'.
Thank you and good morning, Frida. Really nice talking to you too.
All right, Dato', tell us a little bit about, very interesting, yourself and also Keysight Technologies.
Well, I think for myself, you know, you've kind of covered it, but I've been in this business in about for the last 30 years, and today I run the whole global manufacturing and supply chain for the company for Keysight.
Right.
Perhaps let me give you an overview about Keysight. Mm. Keysight is a global technology company, and we are a future technology enabler. And what we do is we help our customers accelerate their innovations to the market.
Right.
And we play in advanced markets like communications.
Mm-hmm.
So think about wireless communications like 5G, Internet of Things, next generation automotive like autonomous and connected cars, and also electric vehicles.
Right.
So AV and EV. Aerospace and defense, and also industrial and education.
Right.
So our customers in these market segments that I mentioned are the world's leading technology innovators.
Mm.
And they use Keysight products and solutions to test and validate their technology and devices.
Mm.
So for example, in 5G, right? I mean, there's a race out there on implementing and rolling out 5G. The testing of 5G-enabled devices, base station for conformance or test on conformance, and they use Keysight products and solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, you're testing the connected systems in the car to make sure it works safely.
Mm.
So those companies also use Keysight.
Right.
And, you know, if I think about it, 29 out of top 30 technology companies use Keysight, and 78 of the global 100 companies our Keysight customers.
Right.
And we are a U.S. company. We are headquartered in Santa Rosa, California. We have 150 locations around the world. And our campus here in Penang, Malaysia, actually is the largest facility in the company.
Hmm.
So that's a little bit about about the company, Frida.
Okay, so and of course it's a largely B2B business, right? So like that's the background behind it. So you support a lot of industries, technology and all that, right? And so your area, right, in supply chain, I want to know, like, you know, how did you get into this space? I mean, what was your background when you graduated, right? And there are a lot of women in this area.
Well, great question. So I actually started about 35 years ago. So I'm dating myself now, right? I'm actually from Johor, but I've been in Penang for 35 years now. And I went to boarding school and went to the U.S. For college and to study actually computer science and mathematics. So I graduated, as you said, a computer science and math and also business. So I actually started my career, Frida, in information technology. And I think that's a great foundation because it really learn how business works. You're really the machine underneath it because you have to program it and automate it, right?
Mm.
So, you know, started there. And then one of the things that's about me is I love challenges.
Mm.
So I did many different jobs throughout my career.
Right.
So I was in information technology. I was in training. I was in education and training. I was in HR. I was in, of course, you know, manufacturing. And manufacturing and supply chain has many elements to it. You're talking about, you know, taking an order, planning for it, buying the right materials, then building it, and of course the engineering that's inside manufacturing, and of course the last part of it is logistics. So I did my stint in all of the different functions, and I took on this job probably about 10 years ago, and that time it was running Asia, and now today I run all of the company's manufacturing and supply chain. So it's been a journey, and but it's been an exciting, wonderful journey that you know, I really appreciate.
Right. So you've had the broad spectrum, and I guess it's, you know, back in the day, I mean, now you can find courses in logistics and supply chain, right? You can actually graduate with this sort of qualifications. Back then, I don't think we had this sort of qualification.
That's correct. Yeah, right. In the wee days, you know, there was really not as much, I would say. It was not widely available.
Right.
So, you know, when I took my MBA, I mean, that gave you a little bit of exposure. But really, working through a company like Keysight, a big global company like Keysight, allows you to really, you know, have the opportunity to do different kind of jobs around the company. And that's what I love about the job right now. It's big, it's the scope is big, and but it's exciting.
Right. And I think, like, I guess moving forward as well, this has become more important, right? This space, logistics and supply chain, as we look into e-commerce and all that sort of thing, that has become a more important space for men and women to consider as a career path.
Exactly. Right. You are right on. And, you know, at the end of the day, you can have a product, but you don't have the right supply chain to get the product to the right, to the hands of their customers, right?
Yeah.
In a reliable, effective, quality and timely manner, you can't have a business, a successful business.
Right.
And, you know, that area, the era is also changing to be much more digitalized. And that's another, you know, exciting thing that's happening in this current field right now.
Mm. I know Keysight's also involved in a couple of CSR initiatives, right? Most notably in STEM. So can you tell us what is happening there?
Yeah, you know, Keysight really believes in STEM development, you know, and, you know, as part of our corporate initiative, we want to be able to, how do I say it, give back to all the communities that we do business in. And, you know, and we've been here in Malaysia for now 50 years almost, growing together with the nation. So, and STEM is definitely a big part of our, what I call corporate social responsibility initiative. So just let me tell you a little bit about our programs. Our program, I feel that addresses more about the talent development and in the life cycle, you know, the development in the life cycle. So we encourage students from every level of education throughout the country and also across the globe and allow them to have this hands-on, practical, fun learning. So if you think about it, at the primary school, right, we have this program called Keysight After School. This is our signature interactive science in a box experiments for students between the age of 9 to 12. So what we do here, Frida, is, you know, it supplements what the students are learning in the classroom. And then we take it into a next level. We bring them over to the Keysight, or we go over to their schools, and we have a fun day with them doing hands-on practical science, you know, science principles in action, basically.
Okay.
So that's one. And I think over, I think, at least five to 7,000, I think, I don't have the number right now, I think it's about 5,000 students have benefited from this Keysight after-school programs.
Right.
So we start young. After
right.
that, at the secondary level, we have programs like what we call iCipta, iDesign, right? It is a six-month program that introduces secondary students to basics of embedded systems, computer programming, engineering, and even industrial design.
Okay.
So what we do there is we mentor the students from all the way designing a product to showcasing a working product.
Right.
And you talk about, you know, having a woman, right? Mm. And one of the other programs that we do is called Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. Mm. And, you know, as the name says, it's a program to encourage girls to take up engineering as a career.
Right.
So we do that, and we call again high school students, secondary students into Quayside. Mm. We show them the life of an engineer, the exciting parts of what we do as an engineer in the real world. Mm. And hopefully, you know, that will spark their interest in engineering.
Right. So,
now, okay. At the tertiary level, mm-hmm. We do a lot of programs. You know, we have a lot of collaboration with the university. But from a program perspective, you now have this program called Innovate Malaysia Design Competition.
Mm-hmm.
And this is done at a countrywide. But I will tell you this, I will take credit for it because that competition was initiated by Quayside and it was so effective that the country decided to adopt it and make it a countrywide design competition.
Right.
And what we do there is we invite all our local universities and we give them a design challenge. We mentor them, we share with them equipment from the company, and then they work on design of a project, and then of course showcase the project at the end of the day. It's a 6 month project.
Mm.
And of course there are other things that we do with the university,
right.
Like you know, we work with the university on making sure the curriculum industry
right.
relevant.
I want to talk more about that one right after this, because that one,
okay,
I want to delve into that one. I'm here with Dato' Ashida Ahmad from Quayside Technology. Stay tuned to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Dato' Ashida Ahmad, who is the Vice President, General Manager, Global Order Fulfillment and Supply Chain at Quayside Technologies, which is based out of Penang. You know, very interesting conversation we've been having, talking about how to get you know, people into this space, you know, and largely women to get into this space in STEM, right? And you were saying earlier, Dato' Ashida, very interesting about what you're doing with tertiary students, specifically women, and how they can, you know, get more, how they can get involved in STEM.
Yes, and you know, I've kind of outlined just now the different projects,
right.
The programs at the different levels of a lady's life cycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of primary, secondary, and tertiary.
Right.
And the other thing that we do is also, it is a, you know, it's something that you could do at a community level. So, and reach out to a lot more people, to the public. And how we're doing that is, you know, I'll give you an example in Penang. We are a founding director of the Penang Science Cluster,
mm-hmm.
and it's really all focusing on STEM there.
Yeah.
And we spearheaded this initiative as part of that cluster called Science Cafe. And it's the first of its kind, and not only in Penang, we believe, but also in Malaysia. It is an environment, a conducive environment where students gets to come in, hobbyists that gets to come in, and they can innovate. You know, we provide, working with a lot of with the state and other companies in Penang, we provide equipment, mentorship, training, and also a very conducive environment for them to innovate. And there's a cafe, of course. You know, it came about the cafe. And it is, you know, if you're in Penang, Frida, it is in a very nice heritage building.
Right.
And, you know, we always say it's like, how do we merge the romance of the past, of the heritage, with the power of the future and building the STEM talents here in the country.
So, okay, the other thing, so you got me on a couple of things, you know, one of which is industrial design, which I'm encouraging my son to go into. But also, like, okay, when you talk about bringing the girl to the, what was that again, the initiative that...
Introduce a girl to engineering.
How?
It's a day. It's a program that happens in a day, you know, that we bring people, girls into the company.
All right. And how's the response like when they turn up?
I think, firstly, I think they are, you know, the word I would use is they are wowed by what they see. I mean, firstly, the technology that we have here. Mm. Secondly, is I think it opens their eyes to what is possible. You know, and maybe sometimes if for those that may have a preconception that engineers are only men, and when they come into Keysight, they will see a lot of women engineers. So when we run this program, it is run by women engineers, our women engineers, of course, and they see a lot of them. So you can see role models, of course, right? Mm. And then they get to see the day in the life of an engineer, and it's pretty interesting. Mm. And at the end of the day, we ask them, would you now consider a career or taking up engineer? I would say, most of them will raise their hand and say, yes, we are in, you know?
Okay, what about pay and promotion gaps? You know, what is Keysight doing? What should we be doing overall?
Well, you know, firstly, I think I've been very, very blessed to work for a company like Keysight that really believes in diversity and inclusion, you know, and in the company, we provide development opportunities for all the employees, regardless of gender, race, or what have you, right? Mm. So I think that's, I feel very blessed of that. Mm. And I don't think there is a gap in terms of promotion. Mm. I think we need to make sure that we definitely have a lot more women in the industry.
Right.
And if you think about it, and I can tell you from a Keysight perspective, 50% Keysight Penang, okay? Mm. Malaysia, Keysight Malaysia perspective, 50% of our workforce are women, actually.
Right.
And out of my engineering staff, 30% are women.
Right.
And in the leadership, I'm talking about the executive that sits here in Malaysia that has global accountabilities and operations function, 3 out of 5 are women. So you talk about the numbers, it is something very doable, and I think we're living it. So I think, you know, yes, you talk about gaps in promotion and gaps in skill set. I think the gap needs to, we need to go figure out how to close this gap.
Right.
And like I say, if I look at Keysight in Malaysia, I mean, we have a lot to be proud of in terms of the numbers.
Right. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about manufacturing overall. We know that manufacturing remains the backbone of the Malaysian economy. There's also talk of digital transformation and skilled human capital and all that, right? What's the global and sectoral picture for this? How does Malaysia stack up?
You know, as I mentioned to you, we have been in Malaysia for 48 years right now, almost 50. Mm. And we have grown. We have grown as a company from just manufacturing simple products to now manufacturing highly complex, highly sophisticated products.
Mm.
In addition to that, we have also moved up the value chain. So the campus that we have in Malaysia right now does many different functions. It does, things like manufacturing and supply chain, of course, R&D, business management, sales and marketing, and service support, and even global infrastructure. So we have seen, we have grown with Malaysia, and we have been successful because of Malaysia. And as you mentioned, manufacturing remains the backbone of Malaysia economy.
Right.
And, you know, the support of the government has been exceptional for us in terms of helping us grow throughout the years. The other thing, you know, and from a ecosystem standpoint, we've worked with the government and all the necessary industries to build up a very big technology ecosystem that is making companies like us very successful.
But I guess also, like, if you look at what's happening, you know, like just even within the region, right, and where else we can improve, and I'm sure the areas will improve, but where have we gone forward? Where are we going backwards? You know, what, you know, in comparison to our, if you look at the manufacturing sector in the region, right, what do we need to do next to take us to leap forward?
Yeah, you know, and I would like to talk about that in terms of diversity, you know. Mm. How do we leap forward from a diversity standpoint? We were talking about diversity just now, right? I think Malaysia, firstly, is definitely doing better in terms of STEM and gender diversity. Mm. And even when you compare us with our neighbors, actually. Mm. And, I mean, the numbers just speak for itself, Freda. But, you know, what I think we need to be able to further grow in taking it to the next level, right? Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that we can, you know, firstly, get on this Industry 4.0 and digitalization. You talk about manufacturing and supply chain. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a very important part of any business right now. Right. And it has to be digitalized. It has to go through the digital transformation. So the adoption of digitalization is very important. And we are driving that inside the company, and a lot of other manufacturing companies are doing it. I mean, the government has the national policy for Industry 4.0 2 years ago, and we need to act on it and move fast, you know. And so I think that's one that I feel is important, is really digitalization, get on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And from a Malaysia education perspective, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. we need to continue to build the right talents, mm-hmm. Be just not just in manufacturing, across. And this is where, you know, when we talk about how do we have a education system that's much more hands-on, mm-hmm. How much more make it that the talent that comes out become industry ready. Mm-hmm. So working with the industry to look at different new teaching and learning methods, mm-hmm. and strengthening the curriculum, improving the lecturers' capabilities to do this in a digitalized manner, right. also. Right. And so I think, you know, we have good plans. Now we need to just accelerate the plan.
All right. Accelerate and execute.
Yes. Yeah. Execution is key. You cannot just have beautiful plans.
God. Thank you for spending the time with us and, you know, just sharing what you've been doing as well. I've been speaking to Dato Shida Ahmad from Keysight Technologies, and this is Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.